Do more great work. Stop the busy work and start the work that matters. Author, Michael Stanier. The challenge. You spend more than half your life at work, and you want your work to make an impact and have a purpose, to be more than just a salary. You know you could be doing more work that's meaningful for you and useful for your organization. Yet somehow all the other stuff keeps getting in the way. So, how do you do more of the work that engages and stretches you to continue to grow and don't get stuck in a rut? You need key tools for conceptual maps to help you identify what really matters to you, what drives the choices and actions you take, and how you can get onto a path to more creative, motivated, and inspired work that's good for you. They're simple, quick to do, and deeply practical to help you do more great work. Map 1. Where are you now? To get a destination, you need to know your starting point. It is vital that we make the organizations where we work more meaningful and abundant. While exploring the concept of an abundant organization, there are 8 questions that we must ask ourselves. 1. What am I known for? Identity. 2. Where am I going? Purpose or direction. 3. Whom do I travel with? Teamwork. 4. What challenges interest me? Engagement. 5. How do I build a positive work environment? Effective connection. 6. How do I respond to setbacks? Resilience and learning. 7. What delights me? Civility and delight. 8. How do I enable change? Enabling transition. Map 2. What's great? Your past holds clues to your future great work. Look at peak moments from your past and see how they can point you to peak moments in your future. A peak moment is a time when you could see and feel yourself doing something more than you typically do and made an impact. Whatever the context, it's a moment of certainty, a moment of insight. When you say to yourself, yes, this is something to remember. Map 3. What are you like at your best? In order to know what great and not so great look like, you need to complete the map. 1. Remember a time when you were at your very best. 2. Write down 20 words that evoke how you were at this time. 3. Think of another time when you were similarly rocking along. Add another 10 new words to your new list. 4. Narrow that list down to the 10 words that seem the most powerful and best sum you up when you are in the flow. 5. Decide upon your final list and write them down in the left-hand column. This is your when I'm at my best. I'm this column. 6. Now you have to complete the other column, the not that column. You're looking for words or metaphors that capture what you are like when you are falling a little short of the peak moment state. 7. Pick one word in the left-hand column you've already completed. The word won't necessarily be the literal or extreme opposite of the partner word in the left-hand column. So the partner to calm might not be manic, but agitated. 8. Just as you did with the words in the first column, play around and tweak these words. The goal is to find the most powerful, most accurate way to describe your state of being when you're not at your best. Map 4. Who's great? We all need to know the heroes that are all around us. Your hero and role model may be a teacher, a neighbor, a colleague, or a friend. But you need to connect with who your heroes are, not just what they do, their characteristics, rather than their achievements. Map 5. What's calling you? To find and do more great work, you must shift focus and begin to look more at what surrounds you. Now you're scanning your world and workplace for openings, possibilities, and opportunities that might be calling you to do more great work. Map 6. What's broken? It's hard to get away from the irritants that buzz around us in our daily lives. Think about what bugs you. What have you been tolerating for a while, but want to tolerate no more? What is broken and needs fixing? Map 7. What's required? Most of us work for an organization, and with that come conflicting goals and objectives. There's what our organization expects us to do. Some of it great, much of it good, some of it bad. The challenge is to find the best possible balance between these competing forces, so you're not doing only what's required and desired by your organization, but also as much great work as you can. Map 8. What's the best choice? There are 2 parts to this process. First, decide on the ideas and the criteria, then make your choice. 1. Pick 3 to 5 possibilities for great work project. Look for options that have potential to offer you more of the staff that matters. 2. Develop a range of criteria by which to judge these ideas and narrow your choices. For instance, it's easy to do. It's the best use of my skills, The boss would choose it. It's cheap. It fits with the corporate culture, and so on. 3. Winnow your list. 3 key criteria is a good number to aim for, and 5 is the maximum you need. It doesn't matter which criteria you select, as long as they are the ones that will lead to great work. 4. Measure each option against the criteria you've selected. Write down the first option, rate it against each of the criteria you selected, and give it a score of 1 to 10. 5. Repeat for the other options, and the highest score wins. Map 9. What's possible? We have a limited number of ways we generate new ideas. We often concentrate hard for a bit, give ourselves very little time, and hope that a new possibility will just appear in our brain. So, we need to overcome this limitation and expand our ability to have good ideas. Expanding your options is the first part of creativity, and your goal here is to go big. Map 10. What will you do? Now, it's time to speed up because it's time to commit, to decide what you'll do. But before you make the choice, spend a moment getting yourself into the best frame of mind that would help you remember how good you can be. Map 11. What support do you need? Great work inspires you, enthralls you, pulls you forward. It's deeply personal. Yet almost certainly, you can't do it by yourself. You need additional resources, technical skills, a set of extra hands, or maybe just encouragement. There are 3 places to look for help. 1. People who love you. 2. People with skills. 3. People with influence. Map 12. Lost your great work mojo? Great work requires the will to keep on doing it, even when the choice to not do it is easier. First, you need to scan your map and notice where and how you are being pulled away from your work. Then follow up and work through the exercises that the map points you toward. Finally, remember that the habit of persistence is the habit of victory. What's the next step? Deciding on taking the next step is a powerful way to get moving. Another way to keep your great work project moving forward is to build an accountability. You can build accountability by first writing down what you will do and make it clear and specific, then writing by when you'll complete it, then defining the first step that needs to be taken, and finally, deciding whether you need support to be accountable yourself.